Shalom, Chevra. Shalom, Chevra. I'd like to welcome everyone to our Leil Shishi, Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Shira. Tav Shin Pei Beis. Thank you so much for Chevra for coming. We usually have some high school Chevra. Now we have the yeshiva coming. We have the guys who want. It's very easy to learn when you have to learn, but who gets to learn when it's a rishus? When it's a rishus, you have every reason to stay home and not watch the Giants play playoff football or whatever. Now it's a Monday night playoff football. They just own the week. They own the months. Whatever. Now we own Erev. We own Shabbos. We own Shovim to Shabbos Shira. So we just have a few minutes. So enjoy the chant, and I guess we'll step into Shabbos to the Koyach of Erev Shabbos. You should talk about Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. Shabbos Shalom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any other Shalom guys here? No? Yeah?
Yeah.
Rav Hendler, yeah. Mm-hmm. Went on that trip to Poland. So, Rav David just read that. And Nigan, very appropriate for the Torah we're going to say tonight. First, I just want to say thank you. This is a very, very beautiful way to go into Shabbat Shira. So thank you guys for coming. It's late. You guys had a long day. Could have packed it in. Shkach called it to you. So I remember when we went on that trip with Rav Hendler to Poland, we went to one of the camps called Belzec. Belzec wasn't like Auschwitz. People didn't survive Belzec. If someone went to Belzec, they were killed there. My grandfather's family was killed there. If you went on the trip, so you see like the names of the cities going around all around. So right when you start over there, it says Gam Kiach Begate some of us. I remember January we had the Stolo. I'm not sure if anyone's holding the Stolo. Stolo? No? We had It was a January, Chever and Tinek. We wanted to learn, but also chill and watch the Giants Packers play. You know, I'm not a Giants fan, but the Jets weren't in the playoffs, obviously. So we had Rav Moshe Tzvi. He was giving shir every day. We were learning Bikurim. Is always very interesting. We weren't learning mainstream Sigiz and Megillah, something like that. We were learning Bikurim and other interesting things. And one of the speakers we had Rav Shor. So Rav Shor came. And we had the schuss to drive him back to Brooklyn, my friend Sam Schertz, anyone knows from Woodmere here, big Ish Kodesh guy. So we're in the car, I'm in the back, like shaking a little bit, talking like Rav Shor's in the front. All right, there's like a ton of traffic on Route 4. Mm-hmm. So happy about the traffic, Baruch Hashem, because now you get more time. So I asked him about a piece of Sfasemis. From that nigan, Gam Kiach Begetz on Slori Raki Talmudia. The week before, he said a Torah, some weeks before, on that inyan. And even when I walk in the valley of death, Lo Yirakia Talmudia. I know you're with me. So he said a word from the Sfasemis, Lo Yirara Kiata Kama Imadi. He says even the bad, even the darkness, even the challenges that a person has in a person's life, Kama, the Ra is Kiata. Lo Yira, Kiata is you, it's from you. But Imadi, we're gonna do it together. And I remember chazing that Torah over with him. I think it's very appropriate for the Torah that from the Sasamas for tonight. First to think David Mamash opening up the heart, be able to say this Sasamas. You can't go from the week into Shabbat unless you the Piyaz Esther says that you have to make ladders from this world to the next world. And one of the ways to build it from Eretz to Shemayim, one way to go from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos, or from Eretz to Shemayim, is the Karch of a Nigin. So Sasemet says, B'inina Shira. It's a very, 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 very short piece. The long pieces get me good. I don't understand much, but hopefully we'll learn it together. B'inina Shira, when it comes to the Karch of Nigunim, and we have a Baal Menagin here, we also have a Baal Menagin. We have a lot of Baal Menagin here, Baruch Hashem. He says, you have to look at Parshas Vayechi. We know Vayechi is a Parshas Tumo. There are no breaks there. Sheyesh Parshas Miyuchadin LeGalus. So that's a Parsha of Galus. Right? If you ever look in the Parshas Vayechi, everything's a Stumo. There's no breaks. Rashi brings down different reasons. Right? We were about to go into Galus. The Lev was closed. Lachen Yistumo. So he says the same way we have Parshas Stumo. There are times that are closed. There are times that are dark. There are times that are hard and challenging. So too we have parshas of Geula. Kmo kein, yesh parshas miyuchadin leGeula. So too we also have parshas that are specified, that are codified, 1050 MSATs, whatever, codified. Good. Miyuchadin leGeula. Just like you have parshas on Vayechi, you have to be able to know when you have to make a dig at yourself. SATs is my number one, Baruch Hashem. Vayechi is a parshas tuma. Everything's closed. But then you come to the Parshas of Geula. We'll come to the Parshas of Geula. If you ever look up, I didn't know this, but if you're zeichet to look into Shira, into the Torah, you'll see that not only is Parshas B'Shalach not a stuma, everything's wide open, right? All the Shira are there. I forgot the Lashon of the Gemara. Maybe our Bakin Shah, I'm sorry, I'm picking on you. I forgot the name of the Gemara, but basically it's very wide, and everything's wide open. Right there, it's running on lines. What do you say? Okay, you give me the lashon after. You're being humble. Good. No problem. You can be humble. Kamokei yesh parshas michal legula v'cheres lachem b'shir yesh parshas b'chol pasuk b'chol shura. He said just like vayechi is closed and there's no stoppages, so too b'shalach the shira, everything's open, and every pasuk and every line is mamish. It's written by like a brick. I think the lashon gemara is by bricks. So Dafka, why is it like that? Why is it when by the gula everything's open? Zehu eskalas or haTorah. This is the or of the Torah shining through. Lama hafsok is mesham shos liten revach lisponim bein parsha parsha. What's the whole point? Chaz Rashi tells us you have that stoppage in order to be able to breathe and be able to and connect to the message of the Torah. Be able to stop and be able to connect. So during galus, a person can't connect. During galus, during vayechi, when you're in Mitzrayim and you're in that place of. You're going to Golan that one night and just want to get a quick chetzi, and there's like 7,000 people in front of you, and you're like, Benji, you know me, and you go on the side. I'm a few years out, but I'm holding this again. And you're just hoping they don't get closed out when they got like a C from like the health department, and they're just like, where am I supposed to go now? The burger place, Shkoich, it's not Golan. Huh? It's not. But then a person comes to that revach, that person comes to the place of Gula. You go to Golan at the perfect time, right after Shir, there's no one there. Ugulas and Chayisrael, also Reshem Atorah. Umispatchin Ginze Atorah. Az Yoshi Azoshi, Agi Azman, Shizgalo Aoros Halolo Batorah. He says that the same way when a person has those times in his life, a person has those times where it's dark and it's challenging and you can't see much, you can't see the road ahead. When you take that intro to stat class on a Tuesday, Thursday, and you failed that midterm, and you can't, I'm really digging myself hard, and it's too late in the semester, and you went to Dean Sugarman, Shlita, to try to make some wiggle room, but you already used your cards. You got to be able to go to class now, because you're not getting out. He's still holding you, everyone's holding Dean Sugarman, yeah? It's all about Dean Sugarman. No, not, yeah? Golfer, that's a big Yankee fan. You gotta talk up the Yankees. A big Yankee.
Not
Golfer anymore. Not
about.
No,
he's in first.
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 Let me go. Yeah, it's not in everything in life. It's not what you know. It's who you know. So I wasn't able to drop the class. So now you have to go to class now in order to just be able to get at least get a C or whatever it was. When a person has those times in his life, a person has the gall to be able to connect to their Rabbeinu Shlom. That's the choshech times. Those are the times of the year where it's very hard, it's very dark outside. And you have to wear a mask every 5 seconds. I'm not gonna go there. Come to Florida. Gula. Normalcy. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. We're recording here. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't know by who. No one's paying me anything. But at the end of the day, we should be zochet Mitzvah Hashem. We should be zochet to always connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu through Shira. Yaakov said before, it's such a beautiful vort. It's okay if I could say it. Yaakov said that he remembers when we were in Camp Masor back in the day. And we used to always say that the Shira is Gematria Tefillah. When you sing it, not just singing, you're davening. We're davening. Shira is Gematria Tefillah, the Baal Turmeric Dan Parshas Vaschanan. But I think Yaakov wanted to say, and you could tell me if I didn't get it correctly. When it comes to Shira, Shira is Tefillah. But Ashira is when Moshe Rabbeinu sings and you make it personal. Ki Golgah, that's the highest. That's the highest. When we're able to be able to connect, be able to make it personal. And be able to take your life and those times in life where it's choshech and be able to bridge it together. The hard times, the good times. And be able to find the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the Gam Kivli, Lord, Ki Atah, Lo Yirara, even the Ra in a person's life where I look at the Tzad, the Or is Mamish there. It just covered, but I know it connected to Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what Enigin is. Right now, we just sing those Stone Nagunim. We have a Minug, and this is actually, should be a Minug in every shul in the world. You start the Chedori, it never should be with a fast Negin. You go into Shabbos, Bereishis, already Shabbos. It's got to be with a Yira. It's got to be with a slow Negin. And then you come after Los Tevoshi, that's when the El Negin comes, and that's when the Geshmak, the Yidna, the Gunim, Aruch Yamim, that's when it comes. Because to be a Jew, you got to take the Yira of the week. This is Fas Emes. You serve the Rabbeinu Shalom through an Evid, through the Kavach of Yira through the week, the Shuvim Yira through the week. When we come to Shabbos, you're a Ben. But you can't get to the Yahav. You can't get to the ultimate love between us and Rabbeinu Shalom without working, becoming a kli, working on the night, working on your Seder, working on your Shmir, Sinaim, your Torah, and your Midos. And then you can come to Shabbos. To be able to find the Or within the week, and then you get to the ultimate Or. So Be'ez Hashem Shabizoch, when we say Mizmar Shir Yom HaShabbos this week in Yerushalayim, it's not going to be Mizmar Shir Yom HaShabbos. It's going to be the ultimate Shira. ultimate shira mizmar shilah mashabbos in Yerushalayim, which is the bechina of Shabbos, the Shabbos of the world, as Hashem Yisparach. Shabbos. Yeah.
Like they know.